morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, United States Navy Seabees, retired, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows Programs. And we are live this morning for a hopefully a wonderful Memorial Day program for you. We're going to be talking about the meaning of Memorial Day and what's taking place here in our community and what's not taking place here in our community. We're also going to I'll be giving you one of my speeches that I was going to give at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, and obviously at this point there's not going to be a service at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, and I'll talk about that real quick right now while we have it. The Reading Memorial Park and Longcrest will not be having live services, but at 10 a.m. on Monday, they will be having a half-hour live broadcast on their Facebook page. So if you go to, if you have an interned, a loved one that is there, and you'd like to see a small service here locally, they will be putting that on the Facebook page, and that's 10 a.m. on Monday morning, Memorial Day morning, and that will also include Longcrest and Reading Memorial Park. Now, the Igo Veterans Cemetery is not going to have a service this Monday. They're going to reschedule that. Mark and I had a good conversation the other day, and Mark George is the director out there. They're going to have another service. As soon as everything opens up, they'll reschedule and have another service out there at the cemetery, and we will advertise and make sure that everybody knows when that's going to take place. The Igo Veterans Cemetery will be open all weekend, so it'll be open today and tomorrow, which is Sunday, and then also Monday. If you have a loved one there and you'd like to go out and walk through the headstones and walk through the hillside there, and it's, you know, Igo is just an absolutely gorgeous place. When I returned, I was there. Let's see, when they opened it up in 2003, I was there for the grand opening for the Igo Veterans Cemetery when the governor was there. And when I came back from Iraq, I wanted to be involved. And so in 2007, I became part of the Northern California Navy Honors Team. I became the Navy Honors Team Leader, and we did all of the naval services out there and the other services for other branches also from 2007 till 2013 when I was medically retired from the Navy. And during that time frame, from Igo throughout the Northern California area, I was part of, performed over 2,000 funerals, 2,000 presentations of the flag to families and loved ones from wives, widows, and widowers, men, and sons and daughters, and children also. And presenting those flags to the children was probably some of the toughest, trying to keep my composure as the children were trying to keep their composure. Presenting that flag to those families. And so the Igo Veterans Cemetery, to me, my heart is very attached to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at Igo. All of those services, all of the families, and being able to honor those men and women. If you're not aware of that, between 2007 and probably 2012, we interned probably the majority of the services were World War II. Those were the majority of the World War II veterans who passed during that time frame. And we would do up to six funerals a day with World War II veterans, all different branches. And so it was a tough time because there was a lot of work. I mean, you know, when you're there and you're presenting that flag to a family member, and you have to have your uniform is spotless, and your speech needs to be right on the money. And when you're performing, your steps there are as good as not as good as the steps at the Arlington Cemetery. And when you give your presentation, it's professional and it's thorough. And you know that sometimes the only representation that family has ever known from the branch of service is when you perform that funeral and you present that flag to that family. That may be the only contact they have ever had with the Navy or the Marine Corps or the Coast Guard or the Air Force or the Army. And so it is so critical to be able to be professional and to step off and to present that flag to that family in such a professional manner. The honor of the veteran, the honor of our nation, the honor of the service, the Navy. And it was a great privilege for me to be able to, you know, go over and serve in Iraq and to do what we did over there in such a great manner and the professionalism that we had when we were serving in Iraq. And then to come home and deal with the PTSD and being part of the Igo Veterans Cemetery during those years, it was how I was able to deal with my PTSD by helping other veterans and by facing that literally that death of those veterans at the same time. And when you kneel and you present that flag to that loved one, and you're looking in their eyes, and they're looking, they're searching into your eyes as a military personnel because they've lost that military loved one that they've talked about their service and have maybe participated in during that time frame when they served. And now you are closing part of that final chapter in that individual's life. And as you kneel and you present that flag and you say, on behalf of a grateful nation and a proud Navy or other branch, I present this flag to you in honor of your loved one's faithful service to our country. And then you step back and you salute. And what a privilege and honor it is to be able to be a part of the last chapter of those individuals' lives who served our nation faithfully during World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Panama, Desert Storm, even Iraq and Afghanistan. And to be able to honor those men and women who went and served and sacrificed, whether they came back as a KIA or they came back and lived their lives. And then they were interned at the cemetery because of the services that they performed for their nation. It doesn't matter what branch it was. And so it's really a great thing to be able to know that I was able to be a part of that. And even now, as we continue on into 2020, we're still continuing to be able to be a part of the Memorial Day services out there or the Veterans Day services. And up until this weekend, this is the first time that there really has not been an open service, a Memorial Day service or Veterans Day service to the public. But that is not going to stop us from honoring our veterans. And that's not going to stop us from taking and honoring those that have been interned out there at the Igo Veterans Cemetery. We call it Arlington West. And if you have ever been to Arlington National Cemetery, and you drive through the cemetery, and there's the hills are row upon row of crosses and the different headstones from all the way back to the Civil War. It is just so amazing. And then you come back here to Northern California, and you walk out through the Igo Veterans Cemetery, and the grass is green, and the trees are beautiful, and the hills are just outstanding against a light blue sky, and there's usually clouds in the sky. And so you have the green and the brown of the hills, and you have the blue sky and the white clouds, and there's usually a nice breeze out there, and it's quiet, and it's still. And sometimes there's other folks out there, and sometimes there aren't. It's just you and yourself and those that are there. And it's always just been amazing to me to be a part of that. If you ever have read the book and watched the play Our Town, and by Thornton Wilder, and it shows the headstones, and it shows the individual standing next to the headstones during that play. And sometimes, as I walked out through the cemetery and I looked, and I served, and we performed those services, in my mind, when you read World War II and Army or Marine Corps or Navy, and in my mind, I see that sailor, that Marine, that airman, that soldier standing next to their headstone with their arms in front of them at parade rest. And you know that they're proud that they're there. And it's a privilege to know that those individuals are there and they served. And to see those men out there or women who had served, in my mind, that's how I see that. I see those men, those heroes who served their country, and then they came back, and then they're interned at IGO. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90.
That's support the museum and the radio program to help honor our weekend. Chase Atkins to the last shots fired.
I was there in the winter of 64 when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. I died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace, for every fallen son. Can't come home till the last shot's fired. In June of 1944, I waited in the blood of Omaha's shore. 21 and scared to death, my heart pounding in my chest. I almost made the first seawall when my friends turned and saw me fall. I still smell the smoke, I can taste the mud. As I lay there dying from a loss of blood.
Listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. My name is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And this is a special Memorial Day program to honor our veterans. And since there aren't going to be any live services, we wanted to make sure that we brought to you information about Memorial Day and to honor our veterans through the radio program and to be able to let those family members that are still surviving know how much we appreciate their loved ones who's passed on. And so I want to bring to you a word of encouragement during this tough time in our society, in the world. When I was in Iraq, I was given a neckerchief with the 91st Psalm on it. And the 91st Psalm is the soldier's prayer. And that soldier's prayer neckerchief, I folded up and I kept it in my left pocket of my uniform over my heart. And I read it before every mission, before we stepped out into enemy action. Once again, we performed over 177 missions outside the wire. And so it was so important to me to pray and reach out and read scripture before we stepped on every mission and believe on the faith, have faith in the scripture that God was going to protect and take care of us. And so this Psalm 91, if you've never heard it, I'd like to encourage you to look it up and read it later on during this time when there's so much uncertainty and the world seems like it's upside down. But when we were getting shot at every night, I stood on the promise of God to take care of us. And that was Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield, a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness or the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near you, your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. This prayer, this the Psalm 91 that David read and pled to God when he was in the desert We drove the same roads. We walked the same streets that David did when he was being chased by Saul in Iraq and Mesopotamia, right there in outside of Baghdad, right there outside of Fallujah and Al-Takaidim and Al-Assad. We were in the same area that David was, and David pled that to God for his strength and protection, and God gave him strength and protection. And I pled this prayer over our convoys every night before we stepped out against the enemy action. I pled that God would protect us and give us wisdom and safety to be able to come up against the enemy and to survive and to live. And he did, and he brought us home. I'd like to go ahead and play a song from him. It's called A Soldier's Memoir by Joe Bachman.
My name is Staff Sergeant David Crockett, United States Army.
My name is Tyler Southern. I was a corporal in the United States Marine Corps.
Just outside of Samarra, Iraq, we were hit with a massive IED.
We were given accurate intelligence that we're up to 6 Taliban held up in a compound.
Instantly, just a blast of hot air just came over me, and an intense pressure that you couldn't imagine.
We all split up and took different sides. I led my team to the far side, which was laced with 4 IEDs.
At that point, it basically rendered me unconscious for 45 minutes. I was in and out for about an hour until I basically kind of came to in a field hospital at Fobb Spiker in Tikrit.
We all missed the first one on the front corner and turkey peeking a doorway. I stepped on the second. 10 pounds of homemade explosives, pressure plate IED, buried 6 inches, detonated immediately.
Johnny.
I've prided myself on finding the silver lining in absolutely every situation. No matter how hard it is to find, there is a bright side to everything. I may have been relieved of three of my original issued limbs, but that gave me the opportunity to find true love, family, made him a possibility. You might have to widen your gaze, but it's there.
Honor to the soldier and sailor everywhere who bravely bears his country's cause. Honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother in the field and services as best as he can for the same cause. Abraham Lincoln. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New coronavirus cases dropped to zero in China, but have overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan.
South America has become a new epicenter for the disease. We've seen many South American countries with increasing numbers of cases, and clearly there's a concern.
Meanwhile, the pandemic has interrupted immunization against other diseases that could put the lives of nearly 80 million children around the world at risk. Here's correspondent Sarah Bassett.
In a new report, health officials have warned that more than 65 countries have seen moderate, severe, or total suspensions of vaccinations against diseases including measles, polio, and cholera during March and April. UNICEF has reported a significant delay in planned vaccine deliveries due to lockdown measures and a dramatic reduction in the number of flights.
That is correspondent Sarah Bassett reporting. President Trump is instructing governors to allow churches and other houses of worship to reopen this weekend.
The president said it's time to allow the American people to return to corporate worship, and he is identifying churches, synagogues, and mosques
as essential places that provide essential services.
He said he's correcting an injustice.
I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now.
And that report from White House correspondent Greg Clarkson, the virus claims another victim, Hertz Rental Car, as Mike Grazia reports.
The 102-year-old company, heavily in debt, filed in U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware after its lenders were unwilling to grant another extension on its auto lease payments. The deadline was Friday. Hertz Global Holdings had $18.7 billion in debt at the end of March and only $1 billion of available cash. The Estero, Florida-based company also owns car rental brands Dollar and Thrifty. I'm Mike Grazia.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law, and we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small. On purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. A reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
An Israeli court has ordered Prime Minister Netanyahu to appear for the opening of his criminal trial in Jerusalem. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren says that's a first.
For the first time in this nation's history, a sitting prime minister will appear in court and will have to defend himself against seven charges, including fraud and improper behavior.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, told the Salem Radio Network this week that there's an emerging Cold War between the U.S. and China, and he says China's been using a tactic he calls wolf warrior diplomacy to gain the upper hand.
If you don't, abide by
their propaganda ideas about not being the cause.
And he says countries that don't go along with China's narrative on the origins of the virus could face a financial backlash. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Joe Biden is apologizing now for his controversial retort during a Friday radio interview with a prominent black host in which he suggested that the host and African-Americans who back President Trump, quote, ain't black.
Joe Biden appeared to be condescending of African-Americans who support President Trump in this interview with iHeartMedia's The Breakfast Club's Charlemagne the God.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The host had confronted Biden about possibly considering Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is white, as a running mate.
Meanwhile, that is correspondent Tim McGuire. Biden addressed the controversy during a conference call with the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce. The Trump campaign denounced Biden's initial comments, saying that he has no business telling black Americans how to vote. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. I'd like to introduce a song to you. It's a Memorial Day tribute. It's a piece by George David Kiefer Orchestra. It is a Memorial Day beautiful song for our veterans. Our debt to our heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America must never forget their sacrifices. You are listening to Battlefield Expressions. I am Rob Burrows, your host this morning. That song was the Memorial Day tribute to Arlington Cemetery by George David Kiefer Orchestra. And just what a beautiful rendition. What a beautiful music piece to be able to honor our veterans. The whole idea from this program today is to be able to have a Memorial Day program without being out at the cemetery, but to be able to honor those who have gone before us and to be able to share some of their stories and to talk about their valiant effort to protect America and what she stands for and what we believe in our nation. We'll talk a little bit about TAPS right now. TAPS was first played at Harrison's Landing, Virginia, in July of 1862 during the Civil War. Within 9 months, it was adopted by both the Union and the Confederate forces. In 1891, TAPS became the standard component of all military funerals. And if you don't know what TAPS is the bugle piece that is played at the end of every military funeral, at every military service. There are rifle volleys, and then there are TAPS. And if you don't know the words to TAPS, these are the words to TAPS. There are many other renditions and lyrics, but these are the most common ones that were put forward during the Civil War time frame. Day is done, gone the sun, from the lake, from the hill, from the sky, all is well, safely rest, God is nigh. And that was written by a soldier on the battlefield that gave his life during the Civil War, and it was played, and it was played after that. And once again, it is the traditional bugle playing at the end of every military song, a service in every funeral. And when doing all of those funerals, we've heard it many, many times, but I never get tired of hearing it. And as we go through the end of the program, you'll be hearing it later on. But I think it's important for you to know the origin of where that came from. So many things came out of the Civil War, such a tragic time frame for our nation. But so many things that brought honor and respect for our nation and our military since that time frame came from the loss of life and the sacrifice during the Civil War. Even our great president, Abraham Lincoln. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Blade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Memorial Day is May 25th, a day set aside to honor those who've gone before us and given their lives for their country. I'm Rob Burrows, reminding you there will not be a live service at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors. There will not be a live service at Reading Memorial Park, but there will be a live service on the Reading Memorial Park Facebook page at 10 a.m., honoring our veterans and those who sacrificed for our freedom. The Northern California Veterans Museum offices at 2110 North Street in Anderson will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for visitors, following current guidelines for safety. From all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, thank you for honoring our veterans and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend. For more information, call the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280.
See those boots and a uniform coming your way. Get off your cell phone and look them in the eye and drop that old briefcase. If you want to see what a hero looks like, this might be your chance. Before you go back home to your safe little world, y'all, don't you understand?
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, your host this morning. And I was supposed to go ahead and perform a speech, give a speech at the Veterans Cemetery. And obviously, we're not having a ceremony there. So I'm going to go ahead and present that speech to you this morning. And this is a Memorial Day speech that I had prepared. It's one that I had given also at the Reading Memorial Park. But obviously, it fits this morning for our service. We are here today to honor American heroes, living and dead, who have sacrificed so much to protect our freedom. Memorial Day has a long and solemn history and was formerly known as Decoration Day and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in the Civil War. By the 20th century, Decoration Day had been extended to honor all Americans who have died while in the military service. Today, as we know as Memorial Day, when we remember and honor every man and woman who served our armed forces and sacrificed for our nation. There are so many places around the world where our men and women have risked life and limb. Each time they have responded with true greatness of heart. Today we are gathered here to honor and remember those who cannot be with us. Today I would like to give voice to the men and women who have given their lives for this nation. Together across the years of our nation's history, they have answered the call. They have stood the watch. They have looked neither left nor right. They did not search for an exit. They have walked steadily and unafraid into mortal danger, knowing full well all the risks and all the costs. On the rolling seas, on the dusty streets under the scorching sun, in the high mountain passes, in the darkest jungles, in the stormy skies, they simply and bravely have said, "I will go." Fueled by the deepest sense of patriotism, they have jumped into action. Kindled by the keenest commitment to human destiny, they have thrown caution to the wind. This is the spirit we honor today as we observe Memorial Day. This spirit defines the greatness of America. How many Americans share this deep awareness of what our military services means to our nation and how much our men and women in uniform are put at risk? Not many, and that is certain. We live in a nation of people who take their freedom for granted as if liberty had not been purchased with the blood, the tears, the sweat, the toil of our armed forces. Too many Americans take peace for granted as if no one had ever risked danger to make peace a reality. We should be outraged by this thoughtless disregard, and we should speak out. That is why we're gathered here today. We have come to keep the torch of memory alive. These noble Americans who have worn our nation's uniforms are our sons and our daughters. They are our fathers and our mothers. They are our family. They are our friends. They leave home to do a work of patriots, and they lead lives of quiet dignity when they return home. Today we send a clear message to all who have worn the uniform. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for standing up when your nation needed you most. I am privileged to have worn the uniform of the United States Navy for 23 years. I am proud of this uniform and the heritage it stands for. I went to war for my country, volunteered 3 tours of duty in Iraq. I understand what it means to serve a greater cause and to be prepared to lay down my life for my country. I took an oath when I joined the Navy to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's the same oath everyone who serves this country takes. It's an important oath, because what it is saying is that we are not swearing an oath to the President of the United States. We are not swearing an oath to Congress. We are not swearing an oath to a building or to a flag or to a symbol. We are swearing an oath to a set of ideals, a document that defines who we are as a nation of moral laws, a nation that respects the rights and liberties of each American citizen, a nation that gives me the right to speak to you today and gives you the right, the freedom, to assemble and to listen. What a wonderful document it is, this document that those who have served our country are prepared to give their lives in defense of. It is this document that speaks, we the people of the United States of America. It's a document that speaks government of the people, by the people, for the people. That is why I say the uniform that our armed forces wear today is not the uniform of the United States alone. It's your uniform. We are wearing it for you. In the years since we began celebrating Memorial Day, America's armed forces have defended our freedom in many conflicts across the world. Those who say we are in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. Across our nation and around the world, the sloping hills of cemetery after cemetery, with their rows upon rows of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, are where our heroes have been laid to rest. They add up only to a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of heroes I spoke about earlier. Their lives ended in places like Belleau Wood, the Argonne Forest, Omaha Beach, Anzio Beach, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chozon Reservoir, in 100 rice paddies across Vietnam and through the Middle East against terrorists and the global war on terror. Under one such marker lies a man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division, where on the Western Front he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We are told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work. I will save. I will sacrifice. I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depends on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it. We will sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it, now or ever. We are Americans. Just like the young men and women who have answered our nation's call in past difficult times, so too have the young Americans of today volunteered to serve our country in the post-9/11 conflicts of Afghanistan and Iraq. The good news this time around is what everyone's views are in the war in the Middle East. The American people are not blaming the warrior for the war. The bad news is that many of these soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen have experienced multiple and extended tours of duty in the war zone. All who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan are volunteers. More than 60% of these men, military personnel, have been from the National Guard or Ready Reserve, who often are pulled away from their families, civilian jobs, and from the small businesses they run for their tours of duty in the war zone. As Americans, we appreciate their service. We give them welcome home parades this time around, and then tend to go about our business, forgetting how difficult the transition from military life to civilian life can be for those who have served in this war on terror. I also think we don't realize the reserve culture shock these veterans face when they return home from the war zone. It's amazing to me how we are trained to prepare to go into battle, but never trained or prepared for being dropped back into civilian society, which seems so disconnected from the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen that have just experienced the situations in the combat zone so far removed from home. The operational tempo is so extreme, it isolates the warrior from everyday life back at home. And our sons and daughters have confronted the specter of worldwide terrorism face to face. We cannot ignore the fact that there is very little glory in war. But there is suffering. There is pain. There is sickness and blood. These are the true human costs of war. So today I ask you, as we remember those who have sacrificed and those who are serving right now in our stay across the globe, do not forget our warriors, our new veterans of tomorrow, as they continue to return home broken and weary. I encourage our veterans organizations and North State communities to reach out to these new veterans, our comrades in arms, to support them, to support their families, and to embrace them into our homes and hearts as they begin the healing process and readjustment back into their new lives once again. Thank you for being here today. Your presence tells me that you stand ready to make sure that this flame of patriotism never dies, and that it is filled with honor and respect for those who have served our nation and for those who are serving today. Thank you, and may God bless America. And may God bless our men and women in uniform.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tommy will leave the light on until Daddy comes home. We'll leave the light on for our soldiers to remember all fallen on our own side. The soldier's eye will feel it, it forever burns. We'll leave the light on.
Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And I just want to say thank you for being with us today as we honor our veterans as this Memorial Day tribute and to make sure that they do not go unforgotten. The only way someone can be forgotten is that they are not remembered. And so it is critical for us to make sure that we remember all of our veterans who have served across our nation during all of the conflicts of our nation, and to make sure that we understand why our freedom is so important. If you know a child or a granddaughter, or grandson, or a neighborhood kid or child, I would implore you, encourage you to share what patriotism is to them, what the sacrifice of our men and women who serve our country, why that is so critical, why it is so important. The only way for us to continue the patriotism in our nation and for us to continue to honor those who have fallen and sacrificed and shed their blood for us is for us to continue to share that information with them and tell them why it is so important. Memorial Day weekend has become a holiday. Everybody gets a chance to go out and do whatever they want, except for this year, as far as going to the lake and skiing and the beaches and hiking and whatever else. You may be having just a small meal with family this year. You may have a lot of family coming over for a picnic or whatever this weekend. I would ask you to just take a moment, to take a minute, to be able to share with them, hey, you know what? It's Memorial Day weekend. You know what Memorial Day weekend is about? It's about our military men and women who went to war and gave their lives for us, for have the freedom that we have, for us to be able to live where we live, to be able to have the freedoms that we have. Yes, you might not be able to get toilet paper. Yes, you might have to stand in a line to get something because other people are selfish and they hoard. This is still the greatest nation in the world. And if you've not been outside the United States, you've never been to another country, you have no reason to complain because every other country out there is a third world country. We have so much. We are blessed with so much because of those who have gone before us. Right now, we're going to go ahead and play a song. This is a real tribute song. It's dedicated to Shereen Reglan and to the Reglan family for their loss, if you're reading this.
Your reading is my mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket away. I sure wish I could give you one more kiss. And war was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God and we're both watching over you. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And my my mom always prayed that it would go. And if you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you. I hope she fights like me. Stands up for the innocent and the weak. I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. Tell Dad I don't regret that I followed in his shoes. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And oh, my soul, it's where my mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, there's gonna come a day when you move on and find someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this, I'm in a better place. The soldiers live in peace, and angels sing amazing grace. Lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And my mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home.
Dedicated to Chad Reglin, killed in action, Afghanistan, United States Navy SEAL. Thank you, Chad, for your service, your sacrifice to our country.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My old Tenderlake,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Make this year turtly awesome with a Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
To the mailbox on that bright summer's day, found a letter from her son in a war far away. He spoke of the weather and good friends that he'd made. Said, I've been thinking about that. They shall not forget. Oh, tears stained the paper with every word.
What a wonderful song, returning back from World War II battle back to his home after his mother thought he'd been captured and killed during World War II by the Nazi Germans. And it's a song that brings us, just kind of yanks out your heartstrings about the men and women, the mothers and the fathers who wait for their sons and daughters to return from the front lines to come back. And they don't know whether they're in good health. They don't know if they're injured. They don't know if they've been captured. They don't know if they've sacrificed their lives. But it's that hope. It's that waiting for it to happen, for them to come back. And sometimes it doesn't, and that sacrifice is made, but other times it is, and those individuals come back. And once again, I refer back to Psalm 91, God's shield of protection. If you, during this time frame when the world seems to be upside down and everything else seems to be given problems and you don't know where to look, I would encourage you to get a Bible and read Psalm 91. I read it before every mission in Iraq. It's something that saved my life. It's something that gave me courage. It gave me strength to be a leader when the enemy was face to face. And it was sometimes it was all we could do to just make it second by second. But God had brought us all home. I'd like to just read you a final word on this Memorial Day program. General George C. Marshall, U.S. Army Chief of Staff during World War II, once said, "We are building morale, not on supreme confidence in our ability to conquer and subdue other peoples, not in reliance on things of steel and the super excellence of guns and planes and bomb sites, but on things more potent. We are building it on belief, for it is what men believe that makes them invincible. It is what men believe that makes them invincible. If you believe that God has given you the strength and given you the energy to do what you need to do, if you're looking for an opportunity to be able to move forward, I encourage you once again to look up Psalm 91 and read it and stand on those promises from God. I used those and read those, and it brought back all 25 of my men through every one of those 177 combat missions. And I'm a firm believer that God guides our footsteps if we believe in Him. This Memorial Day weekend, I encourage you, if you have the opportunity, to go out to the cemetery at Igo Veterans Cemetery. Take a moment and reflect on those who have served and sacrificed for our nation. If you can't go, try to listen to the message on Monday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening on KIXE is the National Memorial Day program. And I always watch that. It's just a wonderful tribute to our nation and to those who serve. Thank you for listening today, and we'll be ending our program with Arlington by Chase Atkins.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. Thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag, told my mom and dad, "We're proud of your son." And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, "Son, this is what it costs to keep us free." Here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill. when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.